Okay, man, I gotta be honest. Like, that trailer was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want to see that wasteland that the island turned into.
That would be so awesome,
this
dude.
This is gonna be... Okay, here we go. We're landing. Just got off the party bus.
What?
I gotta be honest. The map doesn't look too...
What is this?
Where's the wasteland?
It showed that it would be a... What is it?
Okay, I landed. Where's the wasteland?
There's only, like, there's, like, two spots where there's, like, some cube infested. What is this?
Didn't dozens of ships and cubes fall all over the island?
This entire map should be destroyed.
Where is it?
This is supposed to be the last... What is this?
I woke up at 5 a.m. for this?
This sucks.
Let's just start the episode. Welcome to Geekology 101. My name is Diego.
And my name is Joshua.
And today we are talking about Fortnite Season 8. So first, there was a live event.
And it was dope-ish, I guess.
Sort of. I mean, you seemed to like it. You were like, oh my god, this is going to be the biggest change in Fortnite ever. This is, the whole island is going to change.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
And you seem very, very excited about Kevin the Cube being back for whatever reason.
We'll get back to that.
I don't understand the attachment that Fortnite players have to Kevin the Cube.
I mean, he's an OG.
Chill out. It's a cube.
Well, he's important in the Fortnite.
He just keeps getting recycled in, like, the silliest of ways. Kevin the Cube returned, and along with a whole bunch of other Kevin the Cubes.
Which apparently the alien ship is made out of Kevin the Cubes.
I guess so. So basically, in the live event, you go and you kind of like infiltrate the mothership of the aliens that was hovering over the Fortnite map the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are supposed to like detonate bombs inside of there.
Yeah, so basically you put bombs on the underside of these islands that it's kind of like sucking up, absorbing, and then once they fully absorb them, and they're inside the ship, then you'll blow it up and it'll supposedly blow up the ship.
Right. But then Sloan, the leader who like put the plan together, betrays you last minute and just leaves you there after she saw that the bombs worked. And then that's when a cube comes out of, like, a pool of purple goo.
Yeah.
And then it's Kevin the Cube, and then all the Fortnite nerds go crazy. and then he deactivates.
Yeah, he dies.
Yeah, he just becomes gray.
And then you, like, reboot him.
Yeah, by touching him.
And you turn him blue.
Right.
You make him good.
I mean, we're assuming that means good. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then what ends up happening is, like, suddenly cubes start popping out of nowhere. Kevin the Cubes start popping out of nowhere in different parts, that, like, inside the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, like, it suddenly starts being revealed that, like, the whole mothership is composed of all these, you know, same colored cubes like that.
And I guess cubes are just something that is on their planet or something? I don't know.
That's weird. And then the bombs end up going off, and then you end up kind of like getting yeeted out of the mothership.
Yeah.
And then you see people falling and debris falling and stuff, and there's cubes falling all over the island, and it really looked...
It looked like pieces of debris and stuff and cubes, like ginormous cubes and pieces of debris are just like falling onto the island. This island should be completely the wasteland like it showed in the trailer.
Yeah, I think so. But the live event ended right there. Like, you don't even actually land. It just kind of, everything kind of like pauses and says to be continued in season 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people were excited because they're like, oh man, this is going to mean like a crazy change to the map. And then Fortnite goes on, like, this pause, and it starts a timer for, I don't know, 12 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason why we woke up at 5.
Yeah.
The next morning to install the update and then check it out, see what Season 8 was all about.
Yeah.
And we did. We installed the update. We got up early. And then after the update installs, the first thing you see is Season 8 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Season 8 trailer plays, and it basically begins with, like, some Fortnite characters approaching a cube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's deactivated, but then it suddenly turns on. And then it
crushes on Ramirez or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And then a gun, and then you see the gun that she was holding fall into the tuna fish's hands.
Yeah. And then you start hearing like this voiceover mm-hmm. of this lady who looks like Anna from Frozen, but like, you know, battle version. Like,
well, actually, that was in the Battle Pass trailer, I think.
What?
Yeah, same. The.
Oh, is that where it was?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that is the mystery skin from the Battle Pass.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who that is.
Well, anyway, there seems to be, like, these drone zombie characters, mm-hmm. you know, that are, like, made out of the power of the cubes, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they come out, and you see kind of, like, this whole wasteland.
Yeah, like, the entire map is a wasteland.
The whole map was, like, all destroyed and stuff like that. And I was kind of looking forward to that. I was like, yeah, that's
like
cool.
Like an actual change in the map.
Yeah, it's almost like a post-apocalyptic, you know, Fortnite Island mm-hmm. is what I was expecting. But
what you were expecting.
Right. And then they start showing, like, the different, you know, different skins and stuff in action.
Yeah, the battle pass.
Like, their trailers are usually pretty cool to look at, to watch.
Carnage.
Oh, yeah, they show Carnage.
Venom, let there be Carnage.
For whatever reason, Carnage is there, clearly to advertise the Venom movie later on this year. But Carnage shows up. And then begins the battle pass trailer.
Yeah, and also, it showed that one of the seven people mm-hmm. is like deep underwater or something.
Oh yeah, the seven, like the visitors or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like deactivated down in the ocean floor and in the water,
the rock beneath.
Yeah, honestly, when those people started like swimming down in the scuba gear, I immediately wondered if we were finally gonna be able to be underwater.
The only time that we were actually able to do that mm-hmm. was in the tsunami event. Mm. Because they're like the new, since they needed a way to push characters back together and to fight,
yeah.
so someone could win, mm-hmm. They used the tsunami instead of the storm. Mm. And so you could actually swim underneath the water.
Hmm.
And it was pretty cool.
I think that'd be a pretty cool feature.
Yeah.
To have underwater battles. Anyway, so then, and then the battle pass kind of shows you the different skins that it's going to have.
The skin that I'm going to use mostly from the Battle Pass is the upgraded version of the first skin in mm-hmm. the Battle Pass, which is kind of like a Demon Slayer character.
Yeah, like samurai-looking girl.
Mm-hmm.
Not samurai, but
she has like bandages.
Is she like an anime style or no?
Yeah. Right? She's like she's like a demon-killing teenager.
Yeah. What else? They have the version, the cartoon version, like that 1930s cartoon version of fish sticks.
Tuna fish.
Yeah. Tuna fish, like T-O-O-N-A fish. I thought that was pretty neat.
And
that character's
him
in black and white, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can customize him to look like any skin.
Mm-hmm.
You can customize him to look like Jonesy.
Yeah.
You can customize him to look like Pumpkin Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was kind of interesting. I guess that's, you know, one way to play around. Last season was the alien skin that you can customize.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? Chimera?
Yeah, Chimera.
Yeah, you can customize that. And I guess this time the tuna fish character skin is that version of that.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they, and what other skins were interesting? The level 100. Who's level 100? It's not Carnage, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is Carnage. Okay. Mm-hmm. God knows why. I honestly don't understand what Carnage has to do, like, with the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that they would have said something about that. Because you had, like, a story behind Batman's involvement, you know, in the last season. Or the last season or two. Even Superman had, like, a little backstory of why he mm-hmm. was there. Rick Sanchez had been recruited by Sloan. So, like, there were reasons and ways in which these characters tied into this whole Fortnite Island, but we got zero explanation. There wasn't even any like follow up on like what happened to the aliens. Are they gone? Are they dead?
Uh-huh.
What are these creatures? Do they have something to do with the aliens? Why were the cubes composing the structure of the freaking spaceship?
Like the new.
What is the connection between all these elements? It didn't say jack squat about that.
The new kind of element that the new enemies mm-hmm. that aren't other players
yeah.
is are the sideways enemies.
Right.
The kind of upside down ripoff enemies.
Yeah, so like they have this thing called the sideways, which mm-hmm. is basically like an alternate dimension that exists almost like within our dimension.
Yeah.
But you have to access it in a specific way, very similar to how the upside down
is
like
upside
a mirror.
Down.
Yeah, pretty much. But again, no explanation, right? Like, there's no story. There's no plot. You're not telling me any sort of story. Like, I sat through this live event. You told me to be continued, and then you didn't continue anything. Am I wrong?
I mean, you're not really wrong.
Right? Like, I just, I don't know. That to me was the most disappointing part of the whole thing. That there was no story that they actually told me, with the exception of just showing me, like, new characters and skins.
Naruto. There's going to be the Naruto skin.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll throw him in there and, like, not even explain why he's there.
Yeah, they're probably not going to explain why any featured characters are there.
I don't get it, man. I really don't get it. You would think that by this point, there's been... How many seasons were there in Chapter 1 of Fortnite?
10.
10 seasons. X. So, 10 seasons there. Now we're into our 18th season in total.
That's weird to say. Like, our 18th season.
18 seasons... And they've had all this time to, like, perfect the gameplay and perfect all these cool little features. Like, for example, they just released this skin. I forget the name of the skin, but it's this dude who's, like, kind of, like, dressed in, like, black goo or something like that.
Yeah, I still haven't
seen
that skin.
With, like, a little hoodie and, like, a whitish animated face. And then the skin itself is interactive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when you kill somebody, when you eliminate somebody on the island, suddenly this face... emoji type face pops up on your body. And so you have, you're like basically wearing your kill count. However many people you took out, that's how many sad faces appear in your body.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's almost like the person's, I think they even say it in the skin description, like their souls are like trapped inside this guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool, right? Like, they've made little improvements like that. Customizable skins. They've made skins that are interactive. They've improved... they've made connections between backbling and harvesting tools. Like, they've little by little improved these things.
What I do like...
Why wouldn't they... Hold on. Let me make my point. Why wouldn't they, 18 seasons in, know that people are actually, like, wanting more of a story?
Mm-hmm.
We can't be the only ones, right?
We're not.
Like, people have to want a story. People have gotten so freaking curious about what the island is.
What kind of matrix stuff.
Yeah, what is it? AO? IO?
IO, yeah.
What is IO? Who are these people that they're trapping in this island? Why are they trapped there? Are they actually, like, you know, are they real people?
No, are they, like,
that they're imprisoning?
Are they, like, matrix type stuff?
Yeah,
We saw in the trailer for season 5,
mm-hmm.
Season 15,
yeah.
that Jonesy, Agent right. Jones, he, like, we saw that the IO, like, lab, not lab, but, you know, office
the
building.
The offices, right. The headquarters.
Uh-huh. We saw that, and then Jonesy fell through this hole that led to mm-hmm. our world.
Yeah.
And it kind of looked like their operation, their, like, headquarters,
mm-hmm.
was either on the other side of the planet that we're on,
mm-hmm.
or, like, inside, like, Middle-earth style.
Well, So they released those comics, the crossover with Batman, right?
Mm.
And that tells an entire story.
It does.
Like, to the point where we understand that the island has connections to different dimensions, basically, like to alternate mm-hmm. realities. That's the reason why they're able to get all these different characters into this island.
Yeah.
From Marvel, from DC, from wherever they're coming. So, like, there was an entire story that was told. Batman had to figure out a way to get off of this island and return to Gotham City.
Yeah.
And he did all that stuff. Like, they told details. They gave details about the lore of Fortnite.
They showed us that if you win a game, then you get out of the loop and you get uh-huh. your voice back.
So it's insane to me that, like, they've gone this far in, like, that kind of that crossover comic, for example, telling a story, and then... A shift from one season to the next happens, big event happens, alien mothership, etc. And then they begin the season and tell us nothing. I know I keep on hammering this point, but it's just that is where the majority of the disappointment lies for me. Like, I love stories and storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so disappointing to me that they wouldn't give more importance and more priority to, like, feeding people a little bit of story so that they could get excited for, like, oh my God, like, this is what's coming up this season, you know, this season 8. I can look forward to, like, figuring out this part of the Fortnite Island mystery.
Yeah, I feel...
None of that.
Something that I am happy about, though, mm-hmm. is that it doesn't seem like there's involvement with the Zero Point in this season.
I guess.
But I think something that would be cool, that would be different mm-hmm. in season 20, mm-hmm. Like the end of chapter 2, mm-hmm. is if instead of there being like a battle pass, yeah. maybe that would be all about escaping the loop. And maybe something that they could do is that when you choose a certain skin mm-hmm. and then you win any type of game,
yeah,
then that skin becomes freed, like out of the loop, and then you have to free all of your skins by winning a game.
Huh. That'd be interesting.
And then the next season would be, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll chat about some theories.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. So, Joshua, you're a guy who likes audiobooks, right? You're an Audible guy?
I very much am.
What are you listening to these days, son?
This Halo audiobook.
Halo?
Yeah. So, I am not an Xbox guy. I am very much a PlayStation guy. But one thing that I think is interesting about Xbox is Halo. It's definitely its most popular game.
It is, for
on
sure.
On Xbox.
So, this is like your way as a PlayStation guy to dive into the Halo world without having to go through the trouble of purchasing.
Uh-huh. It's a great book.
Nice.
Like, it's gotten me pretty interested.
Would you recommend diving into video game and comic book and other sci-fi worlds in the form of audiobooks?
Yeah, I think you can learn a lot about your favorite subjects if you go on Audible.
Here around these parts, we love us some Audible. And if you've never tried it out, we definitely, definitely recommend that you do. You can check out your very first Audible book for absolutely free on us by going over to audibletrial.com/G101. Again, that's audibletrial.com/G101. Put in your information, you get your very first book for free, and then after that, if you decide to stick around, you'll be helping out the show. So again, head on over to audibletrial.com/G101 and enjoy your first book free on us. We love you 3,000.
Welcome back. And I think it's time to talk about what we think could be happening throughout season 8 based on the stuff that we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think the very first thing that gives me just a little bit of a hint of plot is what the lady, the Anna-looking lady,
mm-hmm.
says in the voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
When she says something along the lines of, you thought we wouldn't return?
Yeah,
the
leader of the cube soldiers.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder, is there, like, thinking about the alien ship and how it suddenly, like, revealed, like, that the alien ship was, like, made up of cubes and we see all these cubes, you know, popping up.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if there was, because clearly the story with Sloan isn't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like the IO and all that, like that's not resolved. What I'm wondering is if this lady and this army of soldiers or whatever are actually like a previous version or iteration of the island, and they got scrapped by the IO, and like they got trapped in this alternate dimension, the sideways. So that they can just remake the island in a new version. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, why would she say that?
Like, you know? We're coming back to claim our stuff?
Right. And also, like, why would it suddenly be revealed that there's actually... Kevin the Cube is actually a lot more than what we thought it was.
Because originally there was just one.
Right.
There was one Kevin.
You know what would be crazy? So you love Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw that whole thing of the alien mothership being made up of cubes, I immediately thought of Minecraft. For real.
That would be the craziest thing to build in Minecraft.
No, but listen. What if What if there was a more primitive version of the island?
Oh, God.
Built out of cubes in Minecraft style.
Oh, God.
Seriously. Like, what if the matter, like, the atoms of the first version of this island were actually these cubes, these powered cubes? And then what is revealed is basically that, like, these people who got sidelined are, like, now figuring out a way to come back.
Maybe they're
through into the normal reality.
Maybe they're Endermen from Minecraft.
I don't know who those people are.
They're like tall black creatures that have purple eyes and they can teleport.
Okay. I'll just take your word for that. But yeah, what do you think about that, man? What do you think about, like, possibly these people being, like, part of a first version of the island, kind of like an earlier version of the Matrix, if you will, and they're, like, returning, breaking free from the sideways, this prison, kind of like a phantom zone in the DC comics that they trapped them in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if that's what's going on, with these people, like, finally figured out a way to break through?
So I agree with that. I don't agree with the Minecraft part.
This guy.
Whack as a
Hey, listen. They quite literally stole the imposter thing from Among Us.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if they want to go head-to-head against these other, you know, big popular games, why not take
on... They stole building from Minecraft.
Minecraft, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Hmm. All right, so what theories do you have?
Like I said before, the theory that... Well, I've said this many times, just not in front of the mic. Mm-hmm. I think that it would be... And I know it's been a while, things have changed, but I still agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool if the I.O., if we are... If the people who are playing, the people who are trapped in the loop,
mm-hmm.
if they're actually real people... In the real world where IO is,
mm-hmm.
because in Fortnite Save the World,
right,
in that one cutscene thing, we see this character, and then there's like a bunch of zombies chasing him,
mm-hmm.
and then he runs into this bunker that has a V-Bucks sign on it.
Okay.
And then he shuts it right on the zombies,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of looks like that's where they would stay.
Mm.
And also, during the black hole event, I'm pretty sure it was,
mm-hmm.
when it was downtime.
Yeah.
If you, those three screens where it says Save the World, Battle Royale, and Creative.
Yeah.
If you stayed there and didn't choose anything, you could hear the voice of one of the robots from Save the World talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so my guess is that the people who are playing, mm-hmm. are actually people in a Matrix-type thing, hmm. and wear the IO's test subjects, and they're in the real world in the Fortnite Save the World world.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because... I feel like that makes sense, because in the Fortnite Save the World, characters could talk.
Yeah, right, and they lost that ability here.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually also explored in the Batman comic, in the tie-in mm-hmm. comic. And there's a, like, they eventually are able to escape the island,
mm-hmm.
escape the loop, still within whatever reality it is that they're trapped in.
Yeah.
But they escape the main island and the whole loop of battling, and they meet up with others, with several other characters, like skins from Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to talk.
Yeah.
And Batman actually liberates these people. Like, he sends them through the Nexus Point. This Nexus Point?
It's like a
Zero
rift.
Point. The Zero Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he sends them through. That thing that Jonesy looked at and, like, jumped into
mm-hmm.
last season.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like, he sends them back to their realities, frees them, and so yeah, maybe there is a point to what you're saying. Like, it could be that this whole thing began with Fortnite Save the World. And if they have
I mean Fortnite
story,
Save the World is the original Fortnite.
Right, yeah.
It came before Battle Royale.
Right. And I was about to say that if they have any ounce of good storytellers or good storytelling over there in Epic, they will weave it all together, you know? Mm. It makes so much sense that they will try to, like, tie it back to their beginnings.
I mean, why would they put in a character from Save the World in Battle Royale and hear her exact voice actor talking?
Right.
Like, it makes no sense.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. Why do you think suddenly we're seeing these skins popping up in this, like, 1920s, 1930s cartoon style?
I mean, we saw that with the Meow Souls, mm-hmm. when we're seeing it with Tuna Fish.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder if that could have been another iteration of or style of the island.
Maybe that's something that, because in the Imposters game mode, in mm-hmm. the cinematic trailer for that, mm-hmm. it says the Isle has been operating for thousands of years.
There you go.
So maybe before one of the past iterations, one of the past versions of this Matrix type thing mm-hmm. was like in that kind of animation style, because that was how that was what they had to work with.
Right. That'd be interesting, right? Mm. That'd be pretty interesting.
Like, someone send this to Epic. Send it.
That'd be a pretty cool story. Like, what if what ends up happening in this season is that you have a clash of the different iterations, the different versions of the island? You know? Like, what if, again, mm-hmm. what if this Anna lady with her zombie dudes are, like, one iteration? What
that
if
the Anna skin isn't thing? The person who was talking.
It isn't?
No.
Oh. Oh, dang. Whoops. Whoopsie. Because I still haven't let go of the hope that they're actually going to tie in promotionally to the Matrix.
Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
Bro.
There is no other sci-fi property that fits the island of Fortnite as well as the Matrix does.
Okay.
The Matrix is literally a place that people jack into and they do battle in there and they use all sorts of fire weapons. Like, dude, that is the Matrix. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come on.
I mean, they already kind of have a Morpheus-looking skin, except much buffer than Morpheus.
Oh, from the Agent days?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The good old days.
I think it would be a huge loss to not tie and cross over with the Matrix. Man. Come on, bro. Matrix Resurrections is coming around the corner. Like,
mm-hmm.
that would be a wasted opportunity. If they got Deadpool in there.
Mm-hmm. They already have Deadpool in
here. Yeah, I'm saying. Like, if they crossed over with Deadpool, because he fits so well into that world, like, just with the weapons that he used, mm-hmm. swords and guns, like, that's what Fortnite uses.
Mm-hmm.
And they managed to cross over Marvel and DC, like formal crossing over. They can do it with the Matrix so much better than with any of these other ones. So I don't know. I just think they're
I think they could do Neo pretty well, in like like Trinity and Morpheus.
They've got John Wick, bro.
Dude
looks the same as John Wick.
They put in
the new Matrix movie.
They put in LeBron James. They put in Will Smith.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. I think that the Matrix crossover would tie in very well also because of the whole thing of the Matrix having different versions of different iterations. Because, like, my theory is that is going to be part of the theme of the Matrix,
mm-hmm.
of the Matrix Resurrections, that it's going to die. It's going to play with that whole concept of there having been different versions of the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. How there's, like, different versions of it said in the it's actually kind of confirmed that you're right, because mm-hmm. in the Batman comic it said that every time that someone leaves the loop,
mm-hmm.
it takes a snapshot.
Oh.
So, like, a snapshot of those people.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Yeah. And so if my theory is correct about this season exploring different past versions, past iterations of the island or that entire system, then that would be a perfect crossover, in my opinion. I like that idea, man.
The Matrix?
I like that idea. It would just the different versions of the island
mm-hmm.
coming, like, clashing, you know? That would be a really, really cool thing, because then
that would
you
be
could
a cool event.
Imagine playing in, like, versions of the island, a version of the island that is all tune based.
That would be a dope event.
Yeah,
kind of like in the in the Rift event, in the Primal event, where mm-hmm. you have to close the portals,
yeah.
it would be cool if, and, like, in that event, you, like, change into different realities. Mm-hmm. It would be cool if the event just kind of, like, went out of hand and you change into all the different versions of the island that had been there yeah. before. You, like, became
like, as you're tomb. Walking, the mm-hmm. island changes
yeah.
all around you, you know, at different moments.
It became a tune. It becomes a sideways.
That'd be really cool. Perfect opportunity to cross over with Bendy.
Oh, yes.
Dude, that'd
yes.
be so cool.
And also, they could promote the new Bendy game that hopefully is coming out in 2021.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm still waiting for that game to come out.
Yeah, you've been waiting for a minute.
It like, they announced that in 2019. It's 2021.
There has been a little pandemic.
I know that...
causing a little glitch in the Matrix. So.
I know that they're making the entire game, not just chapters one by one. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, sheesh.
Yeah. So I think there's potential. I'm still disappointed that they didn't tell us some kind of story up front.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least create a bridge from last season to this season. I don't even feel like they did that. There's, like, zero information given. So I'm upset about that still. But I hold on to hope because I see potential in the little seeds that have been dropped
mm-hmm.
to create an interesting story during season 8. Worst case scenario, there is, like, zero story. And then... I don't even know. I would at that point, like,
I mean, I'm one of those people that likes the story of Fortnite.
Yeah,
I'm one of those.
Yeah, you've
couple.
Always been like super loyal to following the story. Like, you've gotten uh-huh. into it. You watched, I don't know how many videos explaining all the tie-ins and
yeah,
how what the story has been. And you showed me some of them, and it's nice because again, you see that that sets apart Fortnite from other, you know, player versus player, what is it called? The online multiplayer uh-huh. battle game.
Because,
you know?
Like, there are games like Call of Duty that have a multiplayer and they also have a campaign, but there's never really been a game.
A crossover, yeah. Well, of the two things, I mean, of a campaign.
Yeah.
With,
there's, yeah. There's never really been a game that has been a multiplayer PvP mm-hmm. battle that has story in that
yeah.
PvP
yeah.
mode.
And Fortnite is by far, like, the one that has gone the furthest with it. And I think it serves them well.
I mean, the only kind of campaign Fortnite has is Save the World.
Right. Very cool. I think that I imagine that there's a lot of features that they, during that downtime... I imagine there's a lot of features that they added on that aren't even activated yet.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be.
Oh, there's a new trap.
Is there?
Well, it's not. It hasn't been added in, but it's a file, and it's an armored wall.
Huh.
You can, like, armor your walls with metal.
Interesting.
And if players touch it, they die, or they take damage.
Hmm. Have you noticed the subtle changes that are already noticeable?
What do you mean?
Like, I've noticed, for example... well, the reboot card, the amount of time that it's available. It's like a ridiculous amount
yeah,
of time,
like,
compared to before.
228 seconds.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Like, thank God, but
I could totally cross the edge of the island to the other if I need to now.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's part of the reason why they did it, right?
So that people, kids won't rage and leave immediately. They're like, yeah. Oh, I got 230 seconds left. I'm going to take my sweet time.
Also, it might also be to keep people from, what's that term that got coined for people who just, like, linger around waiting for someone to come collect a reboot card?
Oh, campers? Like
campers, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. People who camp out waiting for the rest of the squad to get the reboot card.
That happened.
That's
to
a
me
way
one
of
time?
Dealing with that, because now somebody who's going to collect the reboot card can wait a while until the person gets bored of waiting and leaves.
There was this one time where that happened to me,
mm-hmm.
and, well, I don't think it was a reboot card, but I thought I knocked this one guy, and he came crawling into this platform,
yeah.
and so I turned around, and, like, 35 guys just came out with, like, with their rocket launchers,
yeah,
and
yeah.
literally just ambushed Murdered me, and I was like, what? Like, it's a vehicular yeah. manslaughter.
Yeah, but now it's a little bit more possible to wait out the enemy, you know, and mm-hmm. let them get bored.
I feel like the person who's getting the reboot card mm-hmm. is always going to get is there's always someone camping mm-hmm. but no one is the person who's camping.
Right.
Like it doesn't make sense. Like there has to be someone who's the person camping yeah. But there never is.
There's been a couple of other differences that I've noticed. It seems to me like a launch pad doesn't launch you as high as it used to.
Really?
Yeah, I've noticed that. There's been a change there for sure.
They probably nerfed it.
What do you mean?
Like, a nerf is a term in Battle Royale games.
Where they, like, make it less powerful?
Yeah, they use nerf because, like, nerf guns, they don't hurt you.
Yeah. There's that. There's also the fact that you can, when you're coming from the bus, it seems to me like you're able to go down lower before you're forced to deploy your thing.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that, too.
You noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely changed.
I like.
I like that, too, yeah.
I hate just immediately deploying your thing.
Yeah, because then you got to, like, hover around to wait.
To wait for you to get down.
Yeah. Man, I noticed, I like, thought about a couple of other observations, and I can't remember them off the top of my head. But there's definitely little changes that they're making, little tweaks that they're making to the game mechanics. I've noticed that for sure.
I feel like it's harder to start swimming, like doing a dolphin dive.
Really?
Like whenever I have a weapon, like when I try to switch to an empty slot,
mm-hmm.
Or whenever I have a weapon in my hands and I start like doing a dolphin dive with the X button, trying to jump,
mm-hmm.
it just makes me jump in and out of the water.
Oh.
It's weird.
Huh. There's also new vending machines, I noticed. Season 8. Yeah, there's a new vending machine. I forgot, what was it that was seemed kind of unusual that you could get? Oh, man, what was it? I don't know, but it was something that you've never been able to get before from a vending machine.
I think it's something like the Slurp bandage gun?
No. No, it was something else. I want to say that it was like a vehicle of some sort. Like you could vend some kind of vehicle. Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, I'll check it out and like show you what I mean. But there's definitely something like new vending machines that weren't there before. Gold keeps on becoming more of a resource, it seems.
Like you need gold to buy mythic weapons from people. Uh-huh. You need gold to just buy anything from people.
Yeah.
You get gold when you kill a bounty, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. Weapons. There's some new gun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure what it is, but when I got it, it was a purple gun. And my God, that thing was powerful. I thought at first it looked like a sniper rifle, and I thought that's what it was, but it wasn't. And it has a really good amount of zoom.
And you're sure it wasn't a sideways weapon?
No, it wasn't. Mm-mm. I saw those announced after I had already seen that weapon.
Mm.
No, it looked like a rifle, but it looked more like a sniper rifle than like a regular machine gun.
Mm. And they also added dual-wield crossbows.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of weird.
And they added dual-wield pistols back.
Right. Also, shotguns with scopes are back. It's a shotgun with a scope.
They were never in Fortnite.
Oh, really?
A shotgun with a scope.
That's what it looked like to me, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But shotguns are for close-up, so why would...
I don't know, to aim better for that headshot? Who knows?
But wouldn't that zoom
in... I didn't get a chance to use it because then I got massacred.
Wouldn't that zoom in too much on your enemy so you wouldn't be able to... If you're, like, that close up where you can...
I mean, scopes don't have to be, like, as powerful as a sniper rifle scope. I don't know. I'll check that out and show it to you, too. Well, I'll try to use it to see if that's what it actually is. Do you see those cubes that you can eat?
Oh, yeah. You can,
and then
like...
you turn into some weird ghost?
Yeah. Those are actually in Season 5.
Really?
Or Season 6 or Season 5. It was one of them where you could consume these mini Kevins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn into the shadow and you can, like, move much faster. And you can do, like
really fast.
Yeah. And you can do, like, double jumps and stuff.
It's, like, faster than eating a chili, a pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I couldn't figure out how to get out of that thing.
Oh, I know how to.
How?
Hold R2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says that at the left.
Oh, man. I was, like, stuck in that mode. Couldn't figure it out. I found an enemy. I was going to try to, like, sneak up on him.
But you couldn't get out of it?
I couldn't get out of it. Yeah, so I was just, like, this ghost bouncing around the guy, and he just killed me.
Whenever there's something that you don't know how to use, mm-hmm. just look at the left side, because there's always something that tells you how to use it.
Oh, I didn't catch that. I kept on pressing, like, square trying to get out of it, like you would out of a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
The wind tunnels are back. They're square now.
But they're basically the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
From season 9.
But they kind of combine, too. It seems like different streams of them combine, and you can go around more.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. What else? Wolves can swim, apparently.
Yeah, they can, like, doggy paddle.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And I haven't explored the island enough to really catch any other little details. But again, I'm sure that there's a bunch of functionality that they just haven't released yet.
Mm-hmm.
That if they're smart, they'll release along with more story plot points.
What I hope is that the parts that were impacted by damage, what I hope is that that purple wasteland stuff spreads.
Right.
Like, throughout the season.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. So, because maybe the thing that we saw was, like, in the future. I don't think they would do that, but...
Well, it seems like what it is, because when you go inside one of those bubbles, there's, like, several henchmen from
And you get army. Damage when you go inside one of them, do you not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I went inside of them. I didn't get damaged. I mean, I almost got killed by one of those henchmen, but... But and now when you kill them, you're able to get those mythic weapons.
Those, sideways ones?
Sideways weapons, yeah. When my guess is that those things are, like, attempts at... That these people... attempts at taking over the island. Like, turning the island into that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be really cool if during a live event in Season 8, we end up getting, like... Kind of like a, you know, an explosion of that whole bubble that covers the whole island.
Oh, that's kind of like how it is in Save the World.
Oh, really?
Basically, like, the storm has taken over, like, 80% of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can throw this force field bubble onto the ground. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a storm flip. Those things in Season 9 where if you throw it when there is no storm, it creates a storm.
Yeah.
And where you throw it where...
I like those things. Those things are great.
Uh-huh. And where you throw it where there is a storm, it, you know, makes it not a storm.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, they were. I'm glad that there's no more spaceships.
Mm-hmm. Those
like,
are
OP. I'll admit, I abused a bunch of dudes with that spaceship, with those spaceships. Like, I vehicular spammed the crap out of those spaceships. Yeah. But they're too OP, man. They're like the mechs.
Like
know?
The mechs, yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. And they last for so freaking long.
Like, I can like, even the railgun that is designed for destroying those kinds of things, it took me, like 6 shots with the railgun to take that thing down.
But then when it goes down, it regenerates after a little bit.
Yeah,
and
it's
and it can regenerate, like, 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the enemy has to do is kind of like linger around there until it regenerates, boom, hop back on and leave. Blah! Or keep on spamming you. at least the mechs, when you destroyed them, they were gone, you know?
And they exploded.
Yeah. Yeah, so those things, I'm not going to miss them. I'm glad they were gone. Yeah, let's see, man. Let's see what my hope is, that if they didn't tell us a story up front, then they're going to tell us a story as the season progresses. I really, really hope so. Otherwise, like, I don't understand what Fortnite and Epic were.
Come on, Donald thinking. Mustard.
Honestly, Mustard, you say?
Yeah, that's one of the, like, creative producers of Fortnite.
Well, that's a problem right there. There is nobody with the last name of Mustard who would create a brilliant game, so. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate every minute that you give Geekology 101. Remember, if you want to support the show, you now have a way to do that and get some cool swag for yourself. Head over to Geekology101.com, click on merch, and you'll be taken over to our merch section. Also, there's a form on that site if you want to hit us up, or if you prefer more traditional means.
You can contact us at g101podcast@gmail.com.
We will catch you guys in the next episode.
Dude, her name, she...
It's the, Anna. She looks like Anna. I'm sorry, but she looks... She has the ponytails.
That wasn't Anna.
The snowman is probably going to show up. It's probably going to be a skin. The snowman is probably going to show up. It's probably going to be a skin. It's probably going to be a skin. I'm sorry.
Game over. Imagine noise.